The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth. His
brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation.
Hey.
Sorry, dude, you have something in your throat there?
Well, I mean, I figure if I'm at least back for the day, I should.
David, you sound like shit.
I look like shit, too. All right, so let me try this. It's been a while.
No. You gave that up and you walked away. And the handsomer person took over. So I think that's the only way for that to be fair is just I keep doing the duties as which were bestowed on me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got me to drive all the way out here. We're in this new studio. I mean, at minimum, I could go ahead and say it.
I mean, you could. All right, no one wants it.
So on the count of three, one, two.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that has too many cooks in the kitchen, but when we do, goddamn, we make a good goulash.
Oh, man. Well, if you're hearing ghosts, it sounds like it's because we dug up the old guard or whatever you want to call it for episode number 300. Now, technically,
300.
That's a little bit of a. Technically, this is like the 400th episode we've put out, but this is the only one that we're, you know, we've numbered 300 of them. So that's all that matters.
So you're not counting when we used to eat bad Mexican food and review it?
Used to. I literally have some at home that Lisa and I are getting ready to do a cafeteria on. So that's funny. And if you are keeping track at home, we are broadcasting from the Lower Fourth Dimension, also known as Chicago, with a stopover in parts unknown, Colorado. How's the weather treating you over there? It might be a treasure, the weather there. We're a little
cooler
today.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're parts unknown, Colorado. I don't know if you know that or not.
Trees are already starting to turn. It's crazy. So that's where the real gold is.
We hit like September and all of a sudden it was kind of cooler here. It's like it's all overcast at 60 degrees.
Can you shut the fuck up about the weather?
Oh, you don't know. This is now the Arbor Day hysteria.
I'm glad to hear that not much has changed with him.
Yeah, no, nothing ever changes at all.
I can't believe he ruined my tree stereo 51 spot.
There's the one I was looking for that you've somehow found. I couldn't come up with tree stereo. I'm getting an ugly look across the table. So I think before we go any further, and it's not just conspiracy, but we do have another special guest in studio right now.
His name is
Kevin
Crispin.
Welcome in, Joe Peck.
No, hey, okay. thank you. Listen, I don't appreciate being made to dress up like Joe Peck, just so I could be on your program. But I did come here because I was promised goulash.
Yeah, well, goulash, and you do rock an amazing bald head, so it's okay.
Thank you. That's natural.
And the existential dread that you wear on your sleeve is also attractive.
True. That's also a Slayer t-shirt, but you know, same thing. But yes.
No, you missed my point. Originally, Slayer was called Existential Dread.
Oh, wow. Man. Don't Google that.
This is, and now it's the NPR Music Hour. Originally Slayer was. Here we're going to play a piece from their third album.
Hell Awaits.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Which I believe is their third album.
Of course.
Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. I'm sorry.
Kevin, David, I don't know if you, I know you don't know Kevin that well. So he's such just like, he looks like he's always the mild-mannered alter ego of a superhero, yet there's no superhero. He's just mild-mannered all the time. Yet he's got a Slayer t-shirt on. And yesterday, he sends me a picture of him in a... Well, first he sends me Arnold in Commando when he's got the chainsaw in the tree.
The log.
And then he sends me a picture of him in a tank top with a chainsaw and a log over his shoulder. It was not uncanny, but it was good. It was good.
It was great. So I have... They call it a bucket list.
Yeah.
That was the only thing in my bucket.
Yeah, so I'm just ready for death at all times.
That's
now.
Right. Yep.
So,
yep.
Oh, the bucket list, speaking of, well, we weren't, but we're going to now. we've talked about the Mandela effect before, and that's a new one. Everyone seems to think that the term bucket list existed prior to that movie.
Yeah, and there's no proof of it.
It didn't.
Right?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Is there a movie called the Mandela effect?
No, there's a movie called The Bucket List.
The Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Although it was called Mandela's Bucket. It was about his time in prison.
He filled it with his own tears and then bathed in it.
Yeah.
But what a horrible.
It was along lines of Schindler's
what
List.
What a fucking amazing person for that to be his real, contribution.
That's his contribution.
Most people go, yeah, that's why people know his name.
Hey, you ended apartheid, but people know you about some bullshit that they talk about on podcasts.
Speaking of apartheid, Elon Musk, hey!
John, well, my goodness.
John audibly rolled his eyes there.
So, wait, I have to go back.
I gotta go.
John, were you saying that people are saying that the bucket list, that term was around before the movie, but nobody can find that it was around?
There's a group of people that believe that the term bucket list has existed forever, and they just happen to make a movie that involved a bucket list. But the truth appears to be that the term literally was written for that movie, and everyone just has adopted it since, but it made its way into the zeitgeist so much that people believe like that it existed before, even though it did not.
As John is saying this, I can see smoke coming out of your ears a little bit.
Well, yeah, because, a number of reasons. One, whoever wrote the bucket list should have nothing to do with the zeitgeist. It's kind of my feeling on that. And I guess that's my rage here. I'm really
You're mad. Not a fan?
I've not seen it.
David, you've seen it, right?
Bucket list?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to hold it against you if you haven't. It's not a loaded question.
Cut his mic.
Well, turns out it's going back to John now.
Nation, I am back.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so speaking of weird things happen, I woke up today. So David and I just did an episode on FEMA Firefighters Guide, the FEMA Firefighter Guard. They're very dangerous.
They're the ones who protect the other Pope.
Yeah. The real Pope.
The real Pope.
Their chapter 13 in their book is what to do if you come across a downed craft or a UFO as you're fighting said fires. The weird part of it is it's worded like, as we know from the past, these things can give off radiation and burns. And it's worded really weird. And I just saw today, we released it this morning, and somewhere in the sky is like, and new episode today, the FEMA Firefighters Guide. I'm like, what are the chances of this random topic someone sent to us? We both released it on the same. What I'm saying is Ryan Sprague is a hack, and he follows us and steals from us, and you tell him I said that.
Yeah, what I think what the whole group here is trying to say is that it sounds... I think John and David sound really good together.
Hey, by the way, so Brent, is that why when I walked in, you were logging in, I saw it was r.sprague? Yeah. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, exactly. You saw me changing all my files over. John doesn't sound bad. It doesn't sound rusty because he started his own podcast with Dave Stecco, and they have been doing...
Is that true?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's David's former co-host.
Oh.
It's called Hysterical Photos.
It's huge in the Northeast.
Sure. Well, I was just in New Hampshire.
We have an angry automaton bent on world destruction.
bent on peace for everyone.
He helps you write intro skits.
Exactly.
He sounds like a goddamn nightmare.
He does, doesn't he?
He does.
I do have to say that I was promised that CBOT would not be a part of this, so I'm pretty
upset.
We
all make promises that are just lies right off the bat, I think. Is
that Proverbs?
Yeah, it's 11:11. don't know.
Dude, I was promised lunch. I mean, I don't even see food here.
Yeah, that, actually, that's a fine point.
It's a studio. There's no eating, no laughter.
He has chicken broth.
No, I do have to. I go, you guys want anything to eat or to drink? I have Diet Mountain Dew, water, coffee, and chicken broth. I love those
Mix
little chicken
them all
broth.
Together, baby.
I mean, those chicken broth packages.
Do you just do them like a shot?
No, like a line. Like yeah. It's Coke only. Ooh. He's doing bouillon.
Yeah, there you go.
Give me that.
Only he's doing that bouillon buzz. Oh.
Got a little bouillon in me. I'm good for two more hours. So, Kevin, it's been a long time. How long has it been? So you moved away 2 years ago?
A little over 2 years ago. Actually, the last time I recorded, I know the date. It was August 28th of 2021.
So really? Like what? So
now,
so
I don't think they were released that day. I think we did two shows. It was me, you, and producer town, Lisa. Yeah.
So that's the last time you're on here. And then the staggering drawing power of Hysteria 51 brought you back to the Windy City.
Yeah, that's why I moved back.
That makes sense.
I was living in Tennessee and every day I woke up and just thought, I need to be closer to you and David, but David's in Colorado.
Well, David was here, and then as soon as we started to do the show, he moved away, actually right before that, but it works better for my story here. So yeah, everyone just hates me, as I think.
As I say, I'm noticing a trend here, Brent.
Yeah, yeah. My wife, who now lives in New Hampshire, is...
I did see her on my trip, producing. And she said, don't tell Brent my address.
Don't tell Brent anything. That's
ever.
How do you keep a happy marriage? All secrets and lies.
That's, hey, all
honey,
right.
Honey, we're going to the Hamptons. wait, did I say we? I meant me.
Yeah. Honey, you're staying here and watching the children. We don't have any children.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Ding. So, John, now you took your leave of the show. I mean, technically middle of last year, but officially like January when you left. What's been up? What's been going on other than horrible disfigurements on your face?
That's true.
Which is actually not a line. There is a little bit to that. Maybe it's not horrible, but he probably looks better.
I know. Like your eyes.
I took my talents to South Beach. No, I have been doing the very thing that I told the nation I was going to be doing. And that's raising now my second child and working a lot. And now that we're back in the swing of things, traveling for work and all the kind of boring life shit.
I think that the one thing that was lost on the people that listen to the show was pre-COVID, how much you really traveled. Like the fucking time. Not in a bad way. It's just part of your job. But people be like, when you guys record? Whenever we can.
Whenever.
Which is somehow never missing. It was a pretty interesting feat.
That is
a
big feat.
A number of years, we'd record on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And I mean, before I had a kid or when I had a baby at home, it wasn't a huge deal. But by the time you have two and they, you know.
I know I've been gone 5 days, baby, but I got to go see Brent.
I got to go do 8 hours getting drunk and doing a podcast. Honestly, she supported it. She was good with it. It was my release. But
it's the best time of their marriage. Yeah.
Eventually, you run out of time in the given days, weeks, months, and, you know, like. When I show, here's what happened. I came home one night and I walked in the door and my kid said, "Mommy, there's a burglar." Uh-huh. And I'm like, "Oh, I probably need to be here a little bit more."
Why were you wearing
more.
That mask, though, is the other question.
Yeah. Well, my face was cold. I mean, we are in the Windy City.
Your face was cold. We are just right around your eyes there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think that's why Hamburglar wears it? You're an asshole.
Little daddy didn't know shit.
Uncle Kevin was just here. What?
He took the safe. Damn it.
Yeah. So, David, how long have you been doing the show now? Like, what do you remember when he officially took over?
Officially, it was January, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Coming on a baker's quarter.
We could have a baby together right now. We're on the 9 months. So, how about that?
A baker's quarter.
Interestingly, and I don't know who you've got to deal with in the world. So if you guys have ever heard of Podchaser, it's kind of like IMDb for podcasts. They scan shows and they put whoever is the hosts on back on and you get your credits. So if you go to John's, it keeps putting you back on as the co-host. And so I turn it off and it turns back on and I turn off. So I call and they're like, okay, we turned it off. It won't happen again. And it turns back on. So I email them. They're like, oh, we're going to send this to, you know, their tech team or whatever. It's like 2 weeks go by. I don't hear anything. Two more shows are under department. So I get back. Oh, yep. Nope. It's done. It's good now. And like for a month, nothing. I went back in there today, or like last week, all of them are under you. I'm like, what the hell? You're doing it, aren't you?
Oh, it sounds like my check's cashed. Okay.
And they did stop your shill checks, too, right?
I have not gotten one shill check. I have not gotten the millions of dollars that you say that we made when I was a part of the show. I haven't seen a dime of that.
Well, there's more truth to that than I like to talk about.
So, okay, hey, I know we don't have a topic today, but since I have been out of the seat since this happened, mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys already talked about it, but I wanted to bring it back up. Discovering the 98% at least belief that they found the Somerton Man.
Yeah, so we did we did a real quick talk of it. So the police aren't commenting on it, but the guy who had back in the day they did death masks.
Hey, can I interject with this? Can you just give me a 5 second thing and remind me what the Somerton Man is?
I will try.
Okay, thank
you. So we're talking about Adelaide, Australia.
I will try. He's got the fucking tattoo on his back.
There is on the beach of Adelaide, Australia, back in the, is this the 40s, guys? Am I right, in the right decade? All right, in the 40s, a man in a full suit is found
at the time.
Basically like leaning against or almost laying down a little like surf wall at the beach. He's in a full suit. And he's dead. Cigarette still hanging out of his mouth, I think, or in his hand, one of the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of the tags in his clothing had been ripped out. He had a piece of paper in his pocket that said Tamad Shud or something
Tamad Shud, yeah, yeah.
Which translated to this is the end or something like that. I'm getting all of this wrong. But hey, we did an episode on it five years ago if anyone wants to listen to it.
The ground had burn marks. It was all irradiated. Croatoan was carved into the, tree next to it.
They've been digging for buried treasure underneath that spot. Caught slag
and killed his dog in the boat. Everywhere around, people were seeing the Men in Black.
Well, here it comes. Okay, shut up, Kevin. No Will Smith. Okay, great. Thank you for that. And then that made me think of the last episode I was on. One of the last two was the feet kept on the beach.
Feet that keep washing up on the beaches.
So do you think the Somerton Man has a foot fetish? Or
Most of them do. Well, Somerton's Man's actual last name is... oh my God, who's the director? I'm fucking blanking on this.
Tarantino,
thank you.
There you go, buddy.
Not many people know that name, so I couldn't come up with it. But yeah, Tarantino. Somerton's real identity was Quentin Tarantino's
father. Well, we'll edit that in post.
Yeah. John, I appreciate the quick explanation. That's helpful.
The other interesting part, he had thrown a book into the back of someone's car. Mm-hmm. And this book, I don't even remember what the book was, but on the back pages was what appeared to be some sort of cipher.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was lots of conjecture about was this guy.
And that piece of paper in his pocket was from that book, the Tom and Shud.
Right.
Page, yeah.
Yeah, it was ripped out of there. And it was a woman that was maybe had ties with spies they didn't know. And she was tight-lipped until the day she died. And
I love that Chevy Chase movie, though.
Somerton Men Like Us.
Ties with spies.
Yeah.
And so because the world has been progressing so much and so many people have been doing Ancestry and 23andMe and things like that, this guy who does DNA testing got access to the death mask they did, and there was hairs and fibers and things, and did a DNA.
No, they exhumed him.
That was separate. So this originally, yes, those are two different parts of the story. He got the DNA from the death mask.
Okay.
The police exhumed it. He has given all this information to the police and stuff. They are not saying one way or another until their investigation is done. So they aren't commenting on it.
We're talking about the same guy that also kind of thought his relatives were related to the Somerton Man?
Nope. Now you're confusing that with H.H. Holmes and the guy who...
No. They're one of the guys that has been researching Somerton Man for 20 years thought he figured out that either he or his wife or somebody close to him was tied to the Somerton Man as well. But he also, through the DNA, proved that that was not true. And he was happy to prove it was not true.
So they, this guy is just like some rando guy, kind of. They don't have a lot of information on him. I'm blanking on his name because I don't have it in front of me.
Booth Tarkington.
Yeah. That is well done on a Star Wars sounding name.
Well, that's a real name, and I have to believe that the book that he had with the cipher in it was the Magnificent Ambersons.
Well, there you go.
Carl Charles Webb.
There you go. Ah, T. Carl's. Boone Pickens. It was right on the tip of my tongue.
I do have to put.
Do you
this
know who
in
that
there.
Is?
Yeah.
I have. Oh, is he the oil dude?
He was. Yeah. He did all the hostile takeovers in the '80s and nineties.
And then he's also the booster that paid for all the players in Texas.
Oh. Oh.
He's the guy they based Yosemite Sam off of, right?
that little legs. Son of a so-and-so.
I do have to say real fast, I now fully know that I'm back on Hysteria 51 because I heard someone indignantly say, no, 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 they exhumed him.
So get your facts straight, bitch.
So... tell me that that's become like a Jesse Pinkman thing that you use frequently on this show, because if it hasn't, you need to start.
We need to update our soundboard.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Carl Charles Webb, and the interesting thing about him is that there's no death certificate for the guy. He, from all intents and purposes, disappeared from the face of the earth.
Like,
so
right at that time, yeah,
like the timing aligns. It looks interesting, but what bothers me about this. And I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm sure it is that guy. And I'm sure that, like, there was other little things, like the cigarettes, they were inside the cigarette pack. He were a different brand than the actual pack. Yep. And
oh, that's weird.
A lot like, of weird
the,
shit.
The shit was torn out of, like, the tags off his clothing.
The tags were torn off his clothing, except for one. And then they found the name of it. It turns out the it was like a T. Price or somebody like that.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out Charles Webb had a brother-in-law named T. Price. And so, you know, back then in clothing, a lot of times it would be hand-me-downs and you'd... So it's not that weird that the tags were ripped out, but with the whole cipher thing and all of the other pieces, I always felt like there was more there. And now just to hear he was an electrical engineer from Melbourne, I think.
Okay.
And just, you know, it turns
out
I'm
going to lay down here. Got a big old grabber and just fucking cashed out.
I'm going to sit down here and have a heater in the sand in my full suit.
With these marble lights and the camel package.
And by the way...
Robot. I just wanted to say that I hate all of you.
But Jesus that, Christ. But they even found out that he had an ex-wife that apparently had moved to the Adelaide area. And so, like, it all made sense, but it's also fucking boring. I need a better story than that.
That's the problem with these things when they come out. The truth comes out a lot of times, and then it's like, oh.
Yeah, truth maybe isn't stranger than fiction.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things where, like, yeah, but, like, who got killed and murdered over spy shit? No one. Literally, he took the wrong turn, fell down a hole. Like you were talking about dismemberment. John fell over a slipped drink and smashed his face and broke his nose. You weren't fighting Nazis for once. You know what I mean?
For once.
For once.
Defending someone's honor.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But, I don't know.
You know, and that's the first thing I said when I saw John. You know, I haven't seen you over 2 years. Whose honor were you defending? What happened to your face?
My name is John Goforth. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
You don't happen to have 6 feet. Well, and also, for anybody listening at home, you're not the only one thinking of Adelaide Stevenson every time he says Adelaide.
I don't know, though. It's hard to say what's going to happen. The police haven't came out forward with anything yet, so I don't really know what anything else is going to come out on the Somerton Man or not, but if they do, we're definitely going to... I think do a third episode.
We're
gonna
cover it.
You guys want to know my opinion?
No. What did we tell
what
you?
What the fuck? I am him.
I could come in if I sat silently.
Yeah. So
get out.
This is your last time ever on the show.
Oh, okay.
I apologize so much for that.
Can I now take off the "I am Joe Peck" T-shirt?
You can.
If that happens one more time, that dude is not coming back on this show. No. I'm not even a part of the show anymore, and I'll say that.
you're emeritus. You're host emeritus.
Oh my god.
Does it work that way?
It does now. David, what does emeritus
mean? Did I get tenure?
Mean?
Did I get tenure?
I hope so.
Oh, emeritus means that somebody's just paying you for basically doing nothing.
Oh, Hysteria 51!
Did that for 6 years.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, before we get into Somerton Man Hour 6, we're going to break. We'll be back with more Reminition 51. Reminition? It's in Reminition. Reminiscing 51. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love this music.
God, I'm having flashbacks.
I know. Of my ninth mimosa.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do you have the thing?
It's over there. It's funny you say that. It was about a month ago or so. I got like 3 emails in like a week of like, is everything okay? Why is there no bell? What the fuck? This is really? The kind of inconsistency that bothers me with shows. Yeah, so I'm like, yeah. I drink it every once. It's a bell. I don't, you know. It's
well,
like,
I believe
it.
Oh, but
one star.
Let's talk about the tea for two fiasco.
Oh my god.
What's
so
that?
That's our intro, or our intro and outro when we go to break.
Uh huh.
So
the music you just heard is called Tea for Two.
People would be like, why do you guys play the same fucking thing over and over and over again? So I'm like, all right, I'll switch it up. So I switched to a different version of Tea for Two. This one.
Uh huh.
People lost their shit. Both ways. That was so much better, or go fuck yourself.
I'm offended that you didn't bring the original back for me. What? Yeah. Do you have it?
I'm looking on my...
I just want to upset people for you guys.
You know what? I'll do that
for you. What an anarchist.
Okay. You know what? We're going to upset everyone. Kevin, the floor is yours.
It's not going well, guys. It's really not going well. I'm just...
This is one of those podcasts that whenever it goes, I'm going to start a podcast. You know what? People want to hear me and my friends sit around and talk. It's going to be awesome. And then when their own parents don't listen to it, why am I not rich? Son of a bitch. Fuck you, Joe Rogan. You lied to me.
And you know? Fuck you, Joe Peck.
Yeah, well, you don't. If you talk to him, he starts talking, and no one wants that.
God, no.
David and I, so everyone knows I got a hernia. And him and I have been working. We're going to hammer out a whole bunch of outlines getting ready. What are you most looking forward to coming up on Hysteria 51?
The one I'm looking forward to coming up? Jesus.
You're doing an episode on Jesus?
The whole episode where we're like, Jesus ain't real and y'all are dumb fucks. Was I? Should I not? Is it?
We're probably not going to release that one.
That one's just for me.
Don't worry, we'll edit that in post.
The one thing I will say, the one you've been talking about, we're doing one called X Marks the Spot, and it's a whole bunch of.
Are they going to do like a video of your surgery?
Yeah. Drill right there. A bunch of treasures that are actually allegedly are still out there that you can hunt for, you know, if you got your.
Really?
If you want to do such things.
Aren't those all History Channel shows?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Bering Sea.
There
gold,
might be one on the Learning Channel now, too.
Please,
Oak
TLC.
Island Mystery. But it's haunted, you know, like all the, yeah.
Every episode though, those secrets are going to come out, buddy.
So History After Dark.
We did an episode a couple years ago on that one Finn's treasure.
Yep.
And, somebody released a podcast exclusively about Finn's treasure. Like it was, I don't know, eight part miniseries, whatever. Sure. Like that was the whole point of the podcast. And in conjunction with that in promotion, they buried some treasure somewhere and actually, as a promotion, did a thing that people could go search for and win. Uh-huh. I think it was $50,000. And all I could think the whole time was, you guys had $50,000 in debt. That's how you spent it?
They found that treasure.
Did they?
Yeah, Finn's treasure, right?
Yeah.
Somebody
found it. And then he died. It was like he was waiting for somebody to find it.
Immediately, the guy who hit it died like a month later. And the guy who found it was like,
oh yeah, Finn's.
That's like how
Finn.
I'm not going to die until Brent comes. Well,
what was crazy too is the guy who found it was like, everyone was wrong. It was really easy. It was just like, but they didn't come out and say how.
He wouldn't say where he found it.
Yeah, but he's like, everyone was doing it wrong. It was like, it was all in the ciphers and just math and.
Oh, I thought that I thought they said he found it in like southwestern Montana or something, Yellowstone.
I don't remember where he found it. I know it had to be somewhere where like they weren't going to shoot you if you were like, you know, there.
I mean,
okay, really? So it was
still
in
America.
Yeah, it was Europe, not America.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't remember where it was though. But I could have done it last week and I still wouldn't have remembered.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah.
Well, so uppity.
So Kevin, given that you have a Slayer shirt on, is that in Umbridge? To in honor of the Satanic Panic,
well,
two-parter
that is
from
actually,
way back when.
Is that first episode?
No, my first episode was the reality. I think simulated reality.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
and I really still having some trouble with that. But I'm not smart enough to do homages. But if I was, that would work. The problem with that episode is Joe Peck's on it.
Oh yes. Yeah. One of the first episodes that I really, really sang on. Let's hear a clip.
As far as heavy metal goes, it's so much of it where they were finding messages where they weren't. Now, I mean, admittedly, there were songs like, you know, Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't really hidden imagery. But they also weren't saying that they literally worship the devil either. I mean, they were...
Well, actually, if you listen to the chorus,
I worship the devil, the Satan, the Christian equivalent of the devil, which is an actual evil deity, kill children.
Man, they really, made it clear what they were about. Yeah. Whew. Well, I mean, this is in reference to a 1985 tour, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it says Hell Awaits.
I would pitch you more for a Quiet Riot, Bang Your Head fan or some heavy metal health tour.
Uh-huh. You would. Well, he does. He is.
Come on, feel the noise.
Come on, feel the noise.
Girls, rock your boys.
Rock your boys.
David, you strike me more as a yacht rock fan. Mm-hmm. Am I far off on that?
That's deeply fucking offensive. Fuck you all the way
for my money,
to hell and back.
Christopher Cross.
Dude, I was about to say, I remember he has a huge... on David's left inner forearm, for anybody who's never met him, it's just a huge sail for sailing. Little Christopher
and
Cross.
On my right, there's a big yacht, and I bring them together, and I'm like, time to party, boys.
Hey, hand me those boat shoes.
We're going to the Catalina fucking wine mixer.
Where's my cardigan, boys?
It's like in Constantine the movie when he had the cross on his two arms when he brought them together, but it's just the sail and the boat.
Have you guys seen my Rob Bass tattoo?
I'm gonna rock right now.
I don't know if you know this. He's not internationally known, but he's known to rock a microphone.
Who knows that?
Nope.
I'm having some hard times with that.
I had to. Now,
who knows, least, who let it leak?
Yeah, at least you don't have to worry about the simulation theory anymore because that's in your brain.
Well, luckily, I can walk and chew gum at the same time, Brent.
I'll never forget. It was an early episode, and we were talking about sim theory, and we're like, who would be good to have on this? And we're like, I bet Kevin couldn't cope with this. Let's have him on here.
Oh, that was not the day. But remember, David, you'll be happy you weren't on the show on this day. We've talked about it a few times. When John and I rode the train out to the studio at the time, and I didn't feel well on the train, and then Brent picked us up, and I was like, you know what? I need an orange Naked juice.
On an empty stomach when you're nauseous.
And I puked all over Brent's truck. I think I got some on John. Sorry, John.
Over himself, he had to coincide and shower.
This is a real story.
I was like puking, going, sorry.
We got all the way to the end of my block. He goes, hey, how much further is it? I go, it's about, he just goes, sorry. And just starts in.
The best part of that story is we get done recording and Brent and I have strong stomachs. And we're like, all right, we're going to go pick up some Taco Bell. Kevin, you want some? And we did.
Yeah. Well, that was.
Now, David, was the first episode you were on, was that Spring Heeled Jack?
I believe it was, yeah.
That was a fun one. That's one that everyone likes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great story.
And I just use David because he can actually, he's not as good as me. But he can do voices, you know, as in, like,
let's
accents.
Hear your British accent.
What dialect? Which one?
Cockney.
Oh, you call these baggers and mash? What the fuck? Oh. Bring me my weird room temperature beer.
We've been doing the same joke for 7 years, and it doesn't ever get back, any baby. Funnier.
Oh.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
If you change the joke, though, John, people are going to be upset.
Yeah, it
that's
turns
true.
Out.
That's
yeah.
true.
That's the way the world
it's
works.
It's like a warm blanket.
No, wet blanket. His name's Kevin. Wait. We don't call
sorry.
Him that anymore.
Hey. Oh, not me.
Yeah. Not me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the other new development in my life.
Yeah.
I'm into TikTok now.
You TikTok?
Are you doing
post. I just surreptitiously view.
What do you like?
The cooking stuff.
Okay.
I hate when they're cooking something, but then in the background they're talking about like a murder or something. You ever see those ones? What
true crime is
audience
everywhere.
Are you going
that's
for?
That is the TikTok version of those. Whenever you want a recipe, and you're like, "Oh, that really sounds good," cilantro, lime, shrimp. But you get a 3-page treatise about their summer in Tuscany before you actually get to the recipe. That's the TikTok version of that.
Summer in Tuscany is the name of my my wrestling book I'm working on right now. Just to throw everyone off.
Wow, I love wrestling.
No, so what
Diane Lane
is
ghostwriting that.
Yeah.
I also like there's these TikToks where they'll take they'll find a lamp from 1942 and like
the Somerton man's lamp.
The Somerton man had a lamp sitting next to him on the beach.
Yep,
That's what he put his heater out on. Oh. No, and then they'll like restore the thing on the TikTok and they'll pull it all apart and machine new screws.
I watch
those
to fall asleep at night.
You know what I'm talking about.
I love when they do almost fast forward something and like you know when they're like working on the stuff and there's no talking. Usually in the ones I watch, sometimes they'll put them in like vats of like acid to eat stuff away and redo them. And all of a sudden you're like, you're not going to get anything out of that. And then 39 seconds later, I'm like, you son of a bitch.
You did it. Yeah. I don't know how, but you did it.
And I'm still awake. Yeah. So let me ask you this, all three of you, based on the TikTok thing, are you guys worried about your attention spans? I worry about my attention span all the time.
Oh man. Yeah. It's
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, did you guys hear about that Somerton man?
All right, that answers my question. Thank you.
I mean, you know, I think that that's unfortunate byproduct of the world we're living in right now is the
my attention span is demolished.
It's
like,
awful.
Do you? You
I'll
watch
be
your kids?
Watching a show that I want to watch, and I'll pick up my phone and start scrolling during.
Yeah,
right.
Like, but there's another way to look at it.
Okay.
People, you know, when I someone who doesn't use or participate in or has never been in TikTok, they say, why do you like it? You know, there's already plenty of social media out there. There's videos all day on Instagram and Facebook has reels or whatever the hell they call it. You know, why do you even need that? And I said, The only way I can put it is if I go spend 20 minutes on any social media platform, TikTok's the only one I walk away from feeling more joyful after rather than toxic and angry at the
world.
I have
to say, that is... That is a rare thing.
Like I get on I get on Twitter and I just like I need a shower after I read it for 10 minutes.
I don't like opening up Facebook to. I like going to Hysteria Nation and I like talking on there. I don't like that I open up and to get there I learn, you know, my third cousin's thoughts on Jews. You know what I mean? Yeah. On my way to open up Hysteria Nation.
Herb. Yeah, which by the way, where can they get that on Facebook, Hysteria Nation?
Facebook.com, just search.
Hysteria Nation.
Yeah, I said slurch.
Right. Slurch it.
Slurch.
Hysteria Nation. That's what it feels like.
Well, last night I was laying slurching. In bed. I
slurched once and fell off the couch.
You
rag. Yeah, you should have seen his nose then. Last night I was laying in bed worrying about some stuff and I couldn't sleep. And so I was like looking at Twitter.
Why
and
are
I
you
realized,
writhing as you're saying? Did you notice that?
He's like literally making himself more
he's
uncomfortable.
He's going to throw up in the studio.
Yeah, I might. Yeah. Do you have any naked juice?
I'm sorry.
And I was reading the same goddamn 8 tweets, either about the Beatles, wrestling, politics.
The Beatles are wrestling with politics.
Yes. It's beautiful. And I said, fuck it. And I just deleted Twitter from my phone.
Really?
And then this morning I woke up, grabbed my phone,
installed
Twitter. And I was like, and I went to hit it and it wasn't there. And I felt,
So my whole, I read UFO Twitter as one of the hashtags because, you know, it's relevant to what we do here. And it is absolutely just like anything else. Uh-huh. I could say that, you know, John, that shirt is gray. And someone is going to say blue. It's more of like a Heather blue or whatever. And Heather? Fuck me. And I should be ashamed of myself. And here's a picture of, you know, like you burning my house down. So, like that's kind of everything on Twitter. Like everyone goes to the extremes.
Polarization, 100%. Yeah,
I know that that's true. And I think what I look at generally, I don't see a lot of that vitriol. I know it's everywhere on Twitter. Do you have to look at all the people responding
to the tweets? Have like really, like you must have, I think part of the trick of Twitter that I was really bad at and have not gone back and fixed is being very selective about who you follow. Yeah.
And don't follow hashtags. Like I like hashtag UFO Twitter. People put into things. I do that. And then you see hashtag. The hatred and things
and
like that.
I was actually with my good friend Bob Fesco this last weekend, who was on episode
Bulldog
like,
Bob Fesco on
like
FM blah, blah, blah.
Six. Yeah, we did Jeffrey Dahmer is one of the few true crime shows we did. Oh. I was with him this weekend and he was telling me on his Twitter, he literally goes in and puts in words that are blocked. If that word is in a tweet, he won't see it. And I'm like, that's brilliant. I'm like every political word.
Slightly more off-putting though, his words are joy, love. Yeah.
Children, flowers, springtime.
I will tell you guys what I believe to be the greatest Twitter account out there. And it is Count Von Count. Count Von Count from Sesame Street has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
Does he?
And all it is him, he just counts. And it's like 3,427. Sometimes he laughs, but not always.
And well, otherwise, just it would just be repetitive.
He's just counting. And it's amazing.
I too enjoy a Twitter handle that's similarly simple.
Uh-huh.
It's called Ladies and Gentlemen, The Weeknd. And it's
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig on SNL introducing the band The Weeknd. And whoever runs the account, he's got millions of followers, just tweets that every Friday.
Yep.
And
like that same picture in so-and-so every day. You know, or the fact that KFC only follows the Spice Girls, you know, it's five Spice Girls and six herbs.
Yeah. There's also another one I love that's called Is Today's Ted Danson's Birthday? And it just tweets every day, but one day it is not Ted Danson's birthday.
For years, there was a website, Is Abe Vigoda Alive? And it just had a picture of him and said yes, and he died. And so I went there and he goes, No.
I'd love it. I would love it if the count's Twitter just one day all of a sudden was like, dismantle the bourgeoisie. Out of nowhere.
Then one thing you can count him. On, the fall of capitalism.
Eat the rich.
So I'm afraid that I just endorsed Twitter, but to the point, like, John, the fact that you're feeling joyful and coming out of it, it seems like maybe some hobby stuff. I know you're big into cooking and stuff. So there is some positive there. My fear is that I just I'm reading these snatches. Start over.
Nope, just keep going.
And hey, don't. We'll fix that in post.
All right. I'm reading these snatches at the adult film store. And I can't fucking focus on anything anymore. Snatch.
But I would argue.
Do you like dags?
Yeah, dags? Dags? Yeah, dags?
I would argue. Oh my God. Wait, pause the show, everybody.
Pausing.
I just got an email I have been waiting for since February. I'm not kidding. 1 minute ago from Steam. I can order my Steam Deck now. I signed up in February. And wow,
what's a Steam Deck?
It's a little handheld computer to play Steam games on.
Yeah,
what's Steam?
Steam is like a PC based gaming platform. It's like a front end for it, but they have their own like market, so you can buy games.
And you
from
can
there.
Buy games like for like one of the games I liked when I was I don't even know, like 19 years old or 18 years old, was like Gabriel Knight 4, The Beast Within.
You can play like River City Rampage and King's Quest 6.
Yeah, and you can buy it for like $3.
Yeah,
and play it.
So it's like an emulator type.
Like these are the really endorsed games.
That's
so it's not buggy.
Yeah, it's not buggy. It's real. All of it is, and new games too. You know, like that new Teenage Ninja Turtles that looks kind of fun.
Yeah.
I haven't played
the arcade one. Yeah.
Do they? So, do they just not? Are they a small company? Is the demand so high?
I don't know if you heard, but during the pandemic, there was this thing called a chip shortage, and they weren't talking about potato chips. They were talking about computer chips.
I did not hear that. Go on.
Okay, well, let me
wait,
take
back
it back
up. I didn't hear the pandemic.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't hear about the pandemic.
So back in 2020.
Okay, that makes sense now. Thank you.
Anyway, I just got the email as we were talking, and I'm going to have to leave the show now because I got to go order my Steam Deck.
It's getting steamy.
Not to be confused with Stream Deck, which I use. Have you ever seen one of those?
That's what I got.
Yeah, that is
one of those. David,
I use it for Twitch. Yeah, it's great.
That's
I just
for these,
load a bunch
right?
of gifts.
So it looks
on there
like it looks like a small with all, but the
I have
screens,
that.
All the buttons.
Yeah.
So I'd never heard it.
I did.
Like
I introduced you
ago,
to that through.
You had one, and then I now use one, but I use it for editing. So I have all my shortcuts on there, so I can just. I don't even have to like. I program with macros, and so when I edit and things like that, you know, we're all good to go. Kevin just slid the phone across the table now, and it's him in his Arnold pose.
I'm looking
That's
at a
the
picture.
Cover. That's going to be the cover of this episode.
I'm looking at a picture of Kevin with a very large log on his shoulder.
That thing was fucking heavy.
Wearing a wife beater and holding
a chainsaw.
Holding a chainsaw.
Not that I have a log.
And I mean, honest to God, you look like an extra from Duck Dynasty in this picture.
Thank you.
The beards.
We
beard
did some of them with a cigar.
Oh yeah.
In our mouths. So they don't have cigars on. Do they have cigars on? I've never seen it.
Oh, the point I was going to make about you were asking about short attention spans.
Snatch.
But in all seriousness, I think Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are even more causal of short attention because you're scrolling constantly. You're reading, scrolling, scrolling. At least I'm spending a minute and a half on something on TikTok.
Oh, so TikTok, I guess I always thought they were... I've always heard
like
that they should be 16 minutes.
I liked Vine.
And I love Vine.
I find myself following the old Vine people on TikTok. But when they are longer than like 30 seconds, I'm like, next. So maybe I'm part of the problem.
But
I, like
I also have a problem because I pay a lot of people to be my friend. And I text with them. And I'm always checking my phone for texts too. And that's another problem. And then I feel like I'm out of touch with people if it's been like.
I feel that way when like the dogs want to go to the bathroom. I'm like in my office at home. Dogs want to go to the bathroom. And I grab my phone to walk to the other room with them. And so now, granted, it is also, I have the studio line forwarded to it. So I can pretend that's why.
I was about to say, for all those urgent phone calls you receive.
This is the president. I need a podcast immediately. And that's also the president. Spot on.
I mean, that was him.
I didn't say what country.
I didn't hear malarkey in there.
Malarkey. You know, it's...
What about you, David? Like, you mentioned Twitch. Do you... What type of social media do you follow or look at?
I lurk on a lot of stuff. I like Imgur a lot. I feel like I learn a lot of stuff.
He spends most of his time on that new Truth platform.
Truth Social.
You guys, I don't like to be censored. Maybe you guys like your fucking constitution to be stepped on.
All right, well, that's you guys, I'm leaving. You've crossed a fucking line.
I like Imgur because somebody will post something, and then you'll get 100 people like talking about how it's either right or wrong. And you can usually distill it down into something that's that you can actually walk away from and learn something from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. You're basically what you're saying without saying is that you spend all your time on 4chan.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
It just amazes me the things what he just said.
The hacker known as, by the way.
I go to 4chan or all those things. I still don't know how to read it. So unless I found it through Google, I don't know how to get anywhere.
I still don't know.
You know, it's like this weird.
I agree. I get it.
I think the UI on even Reddit kind of sucks.
I've been using it more. I now understand it.
I've never
once
been to 4chan.
Once you learn Reddit, it feels more natural to me. 4chan is different. It's like a BBS site, like kind of thing. Like, and anyway, I'll never forget. Like, we were talking about how angry people get, and that's part of the world. Like, it happens at Hysteria Nation, even, you know, everyone's. I remember one time I had posted something about, we were doing an episode about the war. I'd said something about shrapnel from a bouncing grenade. Some guy's like, that's not a thing.
A bouncing Betty?
Funny you say that. So it was guys John like, who that's said not this. A thing. Like, this is what I hate about fucking podcasts. You guys just start talking about it, your ass. Blah, blah. I'm like,
and while that's true, sir.
So I'm just like, going to keep listening.
And I literally, I'm like, it's literally a bouncing Betty, like here. And I put like the link to the Wikipedia. Always got to get the last fucking word, motherfucker. And I goes, I'm like, well, I have to block you. And this is a really awkward thing.
Especially since it was your wife.
Yeah. Well, that's why you don't hear producer Lisa.
Yeah. Where is producer Lisa? This was on Facebook. He was doing this.
All the time. That's just an example of a stupid thing that like people die on.
And I see that John used to do it too when, you know, he was on the show, but both of you would have to post on there and be like, guys, this is just a page for goofy, whatever the.
Yeah. Like know. You're not going to hopefully spoil this with toxicity any more than it already is. Speaking of toxicity, I was talking to you about going to Facebook and going to the memories. Ours. One of you and I, it was like a week ago when we were on that other
show.
He's
pointing at me.
To talk the Flat Earth with that guy who was, it taught him in the Book of Enoch and the Bible. Do you remember that one? The Bocephus broadcast?
Yeah, I do.
And he was just like, that's not what the Bible says. And like, he's quoting, we're like looking it up. I'm like, well, that's not what the Bible says either. You're wrong.
Was this on the air he was doing?
Yeah, it was. I felt really dirty on that one. Not dirty, but the guy obviously had some mental issues, even more than the guys that were on our.
I mean, anyone who's going to sit there and endorse that thing, like it's one thing to be on different sides of the aisle on political items. It's, you know, even on like cryptids, like, could it ever have existed? Maybe. I don't know. The alien thing that we've been talking about since this show started. But to be on the other side of the flat earth. Like, you've lost me. We can't have an intelligent debate.
Well, if you keep your fucking head buried in the sand like you do all the time, you'll never know the truth, John. And that is that this earth is flat, and the firmament, thank God, shields you from all the truth, I guess. I don't know.
I saw, and I'm not going to do it justice, but I saw a funny meme like 6 months ago, and it was basically like 13-year-old in 3500 BC Greece understood... based on basic geometry that the earth was round.
Yeah. Well, I also like when they test mummies now, and they're like, they had staggering amounts of cocaine in their system and marijuana and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah. And all the scientists that were digging it up are like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Chop that shit up, man. What is it, rags? What is it they put on mummies?
Well, we're talking about memes. There was a great one, and I'm sure it's from like 5 years ago, but it only surfaced to me within the last like 6 months. Scientist recently opening a sarcophagus for the first time in 4,000 years, and the meme's like, put it back!
What a fucking time.
You want a plague? This is how you get another plague.
Like that black sludge or whatever they dare.
Do you remember that? Yeah, yeah. David, when they found that black sludge and people like voting online to be able to drink it. They opened a sarcophagus and it was full of black sludge. And people were like, please, someone drink it. Please taste it. They have found honey, though. And technically, honey never goes bad, so you could eat the honey.
I always call honey black sludge.
Yeah, well.
And you dated that woman.
Black I was about to say, she probably doesn't appreciate that.
She looked like that. She'd been dissolved in acid yes. for quite a while. She looked like the tar man from what was that, Return of the Living Dead?
Also, my Hysteria 51 fan fiction that I wrote. I think it killed Tasha Yar.
Yeah, Tasha Yar. What'd you say?
Oh, I was just saying that the Hysteria 51 fan fiction I write is also called Black Sludge.
John, how's your fan fiction going with
Denver the Last Dinosaur?
Denver the Last Dinosaur. And oddly enough, Millie, but not Vanilli.
Yeah. So I've switched. I'm doing TikToks on it now. And just come to my
which
channel.
Which is really weird for Millie because all of them are lip syncing and he's just, you know, for some reason, no one cares.
It's I'm at Denver the Last Taylor Dane. And you can find me there.
I think, real quick, speaking of the short attention span, the TikToks that bother me the most is when you'll just have a 45-year-old housewife sitting on a couch with a glass of wine, lip syncing to some stand-up comedian. I'm like, what
I
is don't, this?
I know.
That's a thing?
Oh, thousands it's of they, them.
Wow.
It's because they're trying to manipulate the algorithm so they can make a few shekels while they're doing it. And it's just, it's bad.
So hey, David, what's a shekel?
It's well, it's what you pence. Do at a comedy show when you're shit faced.
Oh, that's a that, although that is.
I thought it was going to be a heckle, but I shekled myself.
I shekled all over myself.
I shekled. Why do I feel like that'd be spotty?
Yeah.
I do watch a lot of stand up comedians bits on TikTok as well. I've fallen in love with Nate Bargance. Who's actually from Tennessee.
I think I saw his dad live. I think his dad is also a comedian. And
nepotism.
Yeah. When I saw Jim Gaffigan. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. So he's really.
Is he the one that's got the drive? He talks like this a lot.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a southern twang. He's from Nashville, and he talks slowly, and he'll tell you a story. So my wife walked into the room the other day, and I'm not doing his voice.
She's
right,
covered in moles. That's Larry the Cable Guy.
I was about to say I'm making it sound like Blue Collar Comedy Tour. It's not at all.
That's where my mind went. You're doing.
It's very much more like he'll talk about like arguments he had with his wife, and it's
like storytelling comedy.
It's storytelling comedy.
I love storytelling comedy. Yeah.
It never cusses. Which
fuck.
Doesn't
pass.
I don't care one way or the other.
Ryan
but like,
Regan, one of the greatest comedians
all time.
Yeah, clean. All time. Yep. Yeah. He's really funny. I was just watching one the other day. He was they recorded in kind of the middle of COVID. He was outdoors, and it actually kind of gave me PTSD about the pandemic. He was like making jokes about how
pretty
turgid,
swollen dick.
You know what? You know what's never gonna happen. You know what's over? Coughing in public. And like he's making this whole joke about you know people because remember think about that like
dude,
late
when you would
late 2020 and you're in a grocery store and you start coughing
cough?
Like people are running grabbing
there's
gas
tasers
masks.
yeah
the streets are flowing with the blood of non-believers
Six
I mean
feet and then someone's like cough on me it's not real Oh man, that's
those were good times, weren't they?
Oh gosh, yeah.
We were speaking about Twitch earlier. David does his Twitch streaming and gaming, so David streams playing games on Twitch while he just spouts his what's the word? I don't want to use propaganda. What would you
agenda.
Call it?
Agenda.
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 Truth.
When it's truth.
No, you play. So what do you play?
Truth.
You play Minecraft, and what else do you play on there?
Oh, I have played Minecraft. I try to focus on horror games because people get a kick out of when I get, you know, jump scared. right now I'm playing Skyrim. Going through.
Did you ever play that? Was that one game like Five Fingers and Freddy or whatever it was? Or
Five Nights
and Freddy.
Brent, I think you're thinking of your own personal tape collection at home.
Yeah. Speaking of my autobiography.
Yeah.
No, that's not on Twitch. That's on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You guys can do.
It's for the
Five Nights at Freddy's. That one's pretty fun.
So as speaking of gaming, as we discussed last October, I had a baby. And as many of you know, babies can keep you up at all hours of the night. And so my wife and I like basically took shifts. Mm-hmm. I'd go to bed early. But then, like, anything after 2 a.m., it was my responsibility, you know, and, like, so we split the night. And, you know, after you get past the real newborn stage, they start to get kind of consistent. Like, all right, every morning at 3
5:50 a.m. or whenever, they're gonna need a bottle, and they're gonna. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of built this habit. I'd be up, and I wasn't gonna go back to sleep. And I'd gone to bed. I'd taken like a sleeping pill early so I could go to bed at 7 p.m. so I could be up at 2 a.m. And right. Anyway, I had developed this habit of I'd just get up and play video games. And I found this one called Elden Ring.
I've heard of it.
It came out within like the last year. And yeah. I posted about it in Hysteria Nation. I basically, when I started,
I remember you said, I'm like, am I supposed to understand?
Am I supposed to understand what the hell's going on? Because I don't understand any of it.
Is it a role-playing game?
And it's a, yeah, live-action role-playing okay. game. So it's like a role-playing game, but you're not like hitting attack. You're actually swinging the sword or shooting the spell or whatever. And it's a ton of fun, but very confusing, very hard. There's hidden shit everywhere. I'm playing through it, and I'm on the last boss now. Wow. So halfway through, I was like 100 hours in. I posted on Hysteria Nation. I'm like, all right, well, I'm 100 hours in. Still don't understand what the fuck's going on. And, you know, people are trolling me. They're like, hey, tell me you don't understand video games without telling me you don't understand video games. You know, like, fine. I get it. I am on the last boss now. The very last guy. I haven't beat him yet. Uh-huh. I am 200 plus hours into this thing. Uh-huh. And I still don't know what the fuck's going on.
I have to ask you something. And this is not, I'm not trying to be a smartass. If I don't understand a game within like 4 minutes, I'm fuck this. How do you do that? Well, how have you played it for so long?
So you're enjoying the
Are you enjoying
play?
The puzzle of it?
I enjoy a few things. I enjoy the aspect of role-playing games where you like level up your character and you decide, all right, is this going to be a mage? Is this going to be a warrior? And you're building their strength versus their intellect. And and then the same with the weapons. Like you... There are weapons galore in this game that you can find, and you can like soup them up, and just kind of like that whole world building thing.
Yeah.
I really enjoy. Uh-huh. And you know, and then you get those like little it's little dopamine hits. It's just like social media.
Yeah,
it's like I just found a cool sword, dopamine hit. Yeah. You know, I just beat this dragon, dopamine hit. You know, so yeah, I mean, yeah, the story is less consequential to me.
Okay, that makes okay. Thank you. That makes sense. Do you think in the simulated reality, like we get like. Ups and like we get like up happy or what? You know what I mean? I don't play games. So
are you asking if we like level up in real life?
I thought you were talking about the real world right there. Thank I got you. Confused. Like,
no,
well,
I was.
It is a simulated reality. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm saying the people who have simulated it are looking at like, do we get power ups? I wonder.
I mean, yeah, those are.
I'm just
those
really
are just,
concerned about it.
Do we get power ups?
They're called like, birthdays.
Yeah. I call it alcohol. I don't know about you guys. Yeah,
I call Remember it that, Everclear.
I call it pretending that I'm a mummy with cocaine and hookers. And no, but what did they say? They found them cocaine and marijuana and all that shit. Opium.
The devil's lettuce.
I don't know if there's opium, but you know, we can pretend.
But why not?
How do they figure this shit out? They just had guys going around smoking, chewing, licking shit back in the day.
Well, I'm always like, who the fuck figured out alcohol? But they didn't have anything else to do. Well, so they ferment
we know who put. Well, we know who monks, put bubbles right? in the beer. It was Einstein in that documentary. Young Einstein, wasn't it? With Yahoo Serious.
Yeah, be Yahoo Serious, please. Thank you.
We just tripled the Yahoo Serious talking
chatter on the internet. I do
Yahoo Serious trending on Twitter today. No one knows why.
Fuck Yahoo Serious hashtag Truth hashtag UFO Twitter.
Well, for when they found, I think it was maybe aspartame, or it was some kind of artificial sweetener. The dude was experimenting for something, trying to figure something out, and then got whatever he was doing on his fingers, and to clean it, he licked his fingers and was like, "Holy shit!"
We all learned that in high school. Yeah. Remember science class?
Well, that's there's two.
Other, goes on fingers in your mouth.
There's two other great discoveries like that. One was LSD. This guy was
that's
working
on
something
right.
completely yep. different and got some on his finger and went home and he had a fun bike ride home.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
And that then the other one was the microwave. The guy was working with microwaves, yep. and the candy bar in his pocket melted.
Why is this so? I'm not that fat and sweaty. Oh.
So what? But you were going to say something I about am. Monks, John, and beer? Or,
you said somebody said who discovered
alcohol?
Who the
fuck alcohol. Was like, I'm going to ferment?
Monks. Yeah. Ferment. Apparently, from what I remember, monks in like, I don't know, way the fuck a long time ago, mm-hmm. figured out beer.
Well, for the first 400 years of alcohol, they thought that all the chanting and singing made it alcoholic. So monks were the only ones who did it.
So I want to know who was the one that figured out which mushrooms you can eat and which ones you can't?
Yeah.
Because that there was a
the
few
ones
of those
that lived.
In. Yeah. The ones.
That's a little easier to pinpoint. Terry, where's your brother?
He chose
turns
poorly.
Out the ones with the blue spots were not supposed to eat.
I just learned something something pretty wild. Do you guys know who invented vulcanized rubber?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Spock.
Leonard Nimoy.
Charles Goodyear.
The tire guy?
Yeah.
Which, the tire guy, because he was trying to invent a rubber that wouldn't just like immediately crack and harden and be useless. And he accidentally spilled some on like a frying pan or something, and it like hardened it but didn't crack it. And then he was able to stretch it and beat it and, you know, do all sorts of nasty stuff to it, and it was fine. And then they started making tires out of it. They started making shoes.
Well, it's
Charles
like,
Goodyear.
It's like when that guy, that pig farmer, dropped one of his pigs in his penis shaping machine and we got hot dogs. Similar.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. I gotta go.
So, all right. So, David, while we're on the history of rubber, and I'm serious about this, are you familiar with the story, or is anyone here familiar with the story of how, I think it might have been Denmark, if it's not, it's another country in that general vicinity, came to own like a portion of Africa because he wanted to corner the market on rubber. So rubber used to only, natural rubber
trees,
only came from rubber trees, right? And there was like a shortage of it. And in the Industrial Revolution, a lot of people wanted more rubber and there wasn't much to be had. And so this guy basically like went and annexed a portion of Africa. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting what country it was. But like then went in there and had his soldiers go in there and be absolutely fucking horrible to all the native folks just for his rubber ambitions. No one knows what I'm talking about. All right, fair enough. All right, I'll go over here. I'll sit in the corner.
No. I mean, unfortunately, I've not heard of that, but that is, it made me think. I just want to give you guys a business thing here for Hysteria 51. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Even today, just talking to you guys, there's been about 14 things I wish I would have written down. You guys should sell like journals. And each page is a podcast episode, and people could just take notes on everything that they're learning. I'm serious. Here we go.
Like right it was Belgium. I was close.
Mm. I didn't want to correct you on the air, John.
The Congo, because
Belgium yes. took, you know, the Belgian Congo.
It was Congo. That's exactly what it was.
The Michael Crichton novel?
No,
exactly.
Not
exactly. Amy want green drop drink.
So there was
the muscles from the Congo.
Belgium's King Leopold II. Apparently part of this was featured in the novel that I didn't read. Obviously, Heart of Darkness.
Oh, Joseph Conrad, buddy.
Yeah,
I don't know why I called you buddy, but hey, buddy.
Hey, Joseph Conrad.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
So anyway, Leopold's friend. Congo was not a good place to live.
It sounds fucking awful.
Yeah.
Jeez.
When was it? I'm sorry, when did Leopold
That was like 1904.
I try not to go anywhere, and this is just a travel tip I'll give to any of you. Yeah. If you have to alert your own country and then get a battery of shots to go there, maybe choose somewhere else, unless you really want to go there. I don't know.
How about the beach?
Well, I don't know, man. This guy I knew from fucking Australia.
Is that
he
different
got
than
ripped
regular
off.
Australia?
He got one. He bought a pack of cigarettes and got the wrong ones.
Man, these are strong. All right.
So, Brent, you said you guys are doing another cafeteria. Have you been? I have not
since
seen.
Since you left, we've done zero. And Lisa has planned three or four now. We have the stuff. Thankfully, non-perishable.
just more marzipan or what?
Just constant Vegemite smeared on things.
Oh my god!
She likes Vegemite. Now we have to keep Vegemite stocked at home. She likes a small spoon of Vegemite just here and there.
Oh, if we were ever going to do another,
speaking of
maybe
psychos.
Maybe I'll come back and if you'll have me, and we'll do a cafeteria. I read Dave Grohl's book.
Never heard of her.
The Storyteller.
The Storyteller. Yeah, mm-hmm. And actually, I can't say I read it. I listened to the audiobook because Dave Grohl narrated it. And how fucking great is it to hear?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Is the title of it Grohl with the Punches?
Wouldn't it be awesome if you're like, I'm narrating my own book, or horrible, and then he's just a terror, and he reads like a third grader, but it's his own story, and he's...
I will say that most autobiographies you probably don't want read by the author.
No.
But Dave Grohl was good at it. And
my first stand-up routine.
Hey, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah. So I'm in his book, he's talking about how he had just done this crazy thing where he had to fly all the way from Australia, bringing that back, back home to take his daughter like to a daddy-daughter dance, and then back to Australia for another gig, and like all within like a 72-hour period, okay? And he makes it, but he barely makes it, runs straight on stage and does a 3-hour kick-ass rock show.
Right.
All right? He gets done, and he's just spent. And one of the things that he always requests in for his writer. He's not very difficult.
Yeah.
KFC. He just wants some original recipe. That's all he wants.
Nice.
And he said, man, I was so hungry and so thirsty. I look around me and there's like literally nothing to drink. There's not a bottle of water. There's not a bottle of beer. There's absolutely nothing except in like this ice bucket, there is this expensive bottle of champagne. It's called a Veuve Clicquot. And I'm probably saying that wrong. So I'll wait for Hysteria Nation to tell me how wrong I got that. But it's like $60 a bottle. It's not crazy expensive, but that's expensive for a single bottle of champagne. Sure. And he's eating his KFC original recipe and drinking that champagne. And he swears it's his favorite meal now.
Really?
It's the mixture of those two tastes. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not a huge champagne guy. I don't know. But of course, the extent of my champagne experience is like, you know, Brut. What's it called? Corbel. Yeah. Corbel Brut.
That's what I drank on many episodes of this show.
Yeah. Moet and Chandon or whatever.
Mad Dog 2020. No, I don't think they have the champagne version of that. Anyway. Oh. I went and got a bucket of KFC original recipe and a bottle of Veuve, and it is my favorite meal now.
Really?
Like, so I don't do it often. But
I don't actually like original recipe that much because it's a little greasier to me than like the crispy.
I like original recipe. Just it has more flavor, like more like the 11 herbs and spices that's apparently really just MSG and salt and pepper. I don't know. but anyway.
Which now MSG isn't bad for you again, so who knew?
But it's like food pairing. You take a bite, and then you drink some, it's like this. The bubbles kind of counteract the grease a little bit.
Will that do in my stomach, too?
It's like in Ferris Bueller, you know, if you have the means, highly recommend.
Tell me the name of the champagne one more time, please.
Veuve Clicquot or
I
something.
I really wanted you to say that again.
It's like orange labeled or
yes,
something, right?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Clicquot. Speaking of, I know, just real fast, Brian, have you reviewed my writer? Because everything I requested is not here.
No, it's funny you talk about writers. I was just reading the thing with talking about Van Halen. Why did they do the no brown M&Ms? Wasn't really to be a douchebag.
Uh-huh.
Everything in their writer was normal. And that was the only thing that wasn't. And they said they had a lot of equipment that took a lot of special setup. And he goes, when we went in, and if there was brown M&Ms, we knew we had to restart everything and check all the equipment.
Oh, because they weren't paying attention.
They don't pay attention.
That's
so that was their thing. So people like made fun of them, but he's like, no, it was like, we still check everything, but it was like the tip of the iceberg. Like, you know, you come in, he goes, a couple times they like freaked out, like, what the fuck? Because like they've had issues at the same places before.
And for the record, we're talking about Van Halen, not fucking Van Hagar.
Yeah, fuck Van Hagar.
Although
not Van third guy who I can't think of his name right now.
The guy
now.
Who was from Extreme.
Samuel
Extreme.
Van Hagar.
Hold on, little girl.
No, that's Mr. Big.
Oh, you're right. I get those two confused all the time. Damn it. No, but seriously, I was at the liquor store the other day. And the Red Rocker has a new tequila in concert with Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Well, they're like best friends. And then they hang out with Maynard. From Tool.
Are you serious?
Which is awesome. By the way, it's Gary Cherone. Somebody texted me that man's name the other day. Gary Cherone is the other lead singer of Van Halen.
I'm so fucking mad. And is the drink called Flavor Town?
That's
a missed opportunity right there.
I knew I didn't want to try it, even though like it's pricey. It's like $40-$50 a bottle. I knew I didn't want to try it when they're like the first ever mezquila. Meaning it's part mezcal, part tequila. Yeah. Like, no, just be one or the other. I don't need something new.
That sounds like when you haven't waited the 5 years it takes to be an actual tequila, but you want to get a product out.
You know? Why does it taste this way? Because it's part mezcal. Yeah, that's it. Throw a worm in it. Okay, so let's tequila talk. Welcome back to Tequila Talk.
Hola!
Just me puking.
Has anyone, do any of you drink tequila like the way that we used to drink like bourbon, like just as a sipping alcohol?
I know people that do. Who happen to be Hispanic, so maybe that's more of their culture. But no, I do not. I don't like tequila.
Usually just in shot form.
I have found that tequila with basic mixers like soda water and lime, or maybe throw in a little bit of agave if you want, is the best hard alcohol for me for no hangover.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it's got to be good. I mean, I'm not drinking Jose Cuervo, but like, like if I'm my favorite's Casamigos. That was Clooney's brand before he sold it for $1 billion or whatever. It's really good. There's also a good one from, it's called,
Amigos?
Heaven Hill. It's in the bottom Heaven shelf. Hill,
Southern plastic Comfort, bottles. Maybe?
There's a more expensive one called something Classe Azul or something. It's that crazy weird big blue bottle.
Oh, and it's tall and it's got like
Yep.
There is no tequila. And,
but if you just have that like on the rocks or with some some limes.
Yeah. I can't. The last time I knowingly drank tequila, I threw up all over a bathroom and left without paying.
There's
my
that theme here.
Yeah, you got a lot of these.
And I cannot even. I can barely even smell tequila.
I'm kind of the same way. I had a bad night long
even,
time ago.
And people go, oh, no, no, no.
They always
they're,
do.
They're like, and I'm not trying to be mean to them. They're like, no, this is good tequila. Like, I don't think you understand. Even good tequila, if I smell it, it still smells like tequila.
Right. So speaking of tequila, so Lisa and I were down in Mexico at San Miguel de Allende, and we were there.
Bless you.
And there was a went to this guy, just a guy from America, owns a bar there. It turns out he owns a whole bunch of bars. We go in, he's on the phone with somebody, and he's talking, and we start shooting the shit with him. Turns out, so he owns a agave plantation with –
Garner.
No, the blonde actress.
Aniston.
Connolly. Tilly.
She's in a couple movies, Chris Pratt. Oh, The Hunger Games.
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. They own a tequila. They're I can't think of names. When you put me.
Wait, Chris Tilly. Pratt was in The Hunger Games?
No, he's on that. She's in a couple movies, Chris Pratt.
Newsflash.
He was the so anyway, so they own she was going the George Clooney route, I think, is where she probably got that idea from.
Oh, so were the Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul. There actually is a mezcal. It's called
so they are doing that too. It takes like 5 or 7 years before you can harvest. That's the only reason I knew that is so we ended up shooting the shit with the guy, we ended up staying and talking to him and everything, and so
he and now Brent's married to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, we're expecting our first baby.
Can you, congrats, finish what you said, and then I have another business idea for you guys.
No, it's fine. I was just, it was so random that this guy was like talking to her or whatever, and he was like showing us all these photos and stuff. It was pretty cool that, you know.
It sounds like it's pretty lucrative to sell, to make a liquor and then sell it for
Well, as he said, it's really lucrative to start a liquor with someone who's ungodly rich and famous, as he put it.
Okay, that's where John comes in. We got John here. So I'm just suggesting that you guys start a liquor called Hysteria 151.
God, you waited for that one.
Pure alcohol.
I mean, you had that one loaded you, 5 minutes ago.
Have you not ever
months
had...
ago, my friend.
Have you never had bot juice or bot booze? It's just rubbing alcohol.
Bot booze?
Bot booze or bot juice.
I don't know. Hey,
thanks for listening. Seriously.
I love it when people go, what the fuck are you talking about? Literally every episode.
I know. I'm sorry. I have not listened to every episode.
You know what? I think this is over with.
Okay.
Not just this
with
episode.
With that said.
The show.
The whole thing. Kill the feed. It's over.
You guys want any of the equipment? Show up today before 4:30.
It's a very nice studio.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's your guys' first time being in here.
Yeah.
David might be coming in here in a few weeks. We'll see.
David, don't bring any chicken broth. They have it here.
Yeah, I got powdered bone meal or whatever the hell it's made out of. No, it's chicken broth. I'm just me.
Bouillon?
I could only bring 3 ounces on the plane anyway.
I love it. Don't you ever have those packets where you make like the chicken broth, you know, like bouillon? It's like bouillon, but
I don't make it like by itself. I tell you what I will have, however, I love the old school Lipton cup of soup. That you literally like pour into a mug with some boiling water when you're not feeling well.
I'm at the mercy of whoever is renting the studio. I'm here, so sometimes I might be here 6 hour stretch and I can't eat. And one of those in hot water. I'll make hot water before and leave it on, and I'll put those in there, and it kind of satiates me from being hungry.
Satiate.
You know.
Very nice.
Here's a game changer for you. I don't know if you've tried this. Maybe
Drugs.
You're new to the game.
What's
fucking
that?
LSD. Heroin. No. It's get one of those like Lipton onion soup mix packs and like a half pint of sour cream and then a bag of just plain ass Ruffles.
Just mix put that in there like a dip?
Soup. Yeah, it makes a French onion dip type thing.
Ooh, that actually does sound really
good. Did you learn that on one, TikTok?
That'll kill you.
No. Prison.
He makes a mean toilet wine too.
Actually, he makes toilet kombucha now. He's that's in She-Hulk. They don't make toilet wine now. They make toilet kombucha. Anyway,
Hysteria 50 wine.
We're gonna just
there's another one.
See, that's so much better than Hysteria 151.
I'm so sorry.
No, I disagree. I think that would
no.
As long as it is from the toilet, I am fine with Kevin drinking it.
Yeah, no wonder. You are full of shit, Sivan.
Well, kids, that's been... I told you guys, episode 300 was just going to be a Ramblecast, a round table, and that's what it was. Kevin, thank you so much for coming back to... Well, you're now living here again. So
I live in the lower fourth. Yeah.
Kevin on here again once or twice in the next 5 years.
Only when I have the business ideas.
Yep, that's right. And John, how was your last time ever on the show?
It was delightful. No, you'll have me back if I bring fried chicken.
That is true.
And vuvivave.
Maybe that needs to be a cafeteria. God, we missed out on an opportunity there. I'll buy the champagne, but you got to bring the chicken.
Wait, you're on.
That's it.
The last time I tried to order chicken, I think you're about 50-50. If you get like a bucket of chicken, it's like 30, 40 bucks now.
Is it really?
It ain't cheap anymore.
Oh, by the way, I know where you're wrapping things up. I just heard this weekend there's going to be a turkey shortage this Thanksgiving.
Are you fucking kidding
Apparently
me?
Apparently, supply chain is a real thing with turkeys.
You heard it here first, folks. Buy your turkey now.
And
keep it frozen.
In all seriousness, there aren't enough workers for the plants where they process
the
turkeys.
Maybe the worst job that there ever was, working at a turkey plant. Well, okay, not ever. It's not a great job.
So, you know those places that have three X's on them right next to truck stops? There are some jobs inside of those places that I think might be worse.
Turns out those glory holes have to be staffed all the time.
And they have to be cleaned.
Talking about the Lion's Den?
Yeah, the Lion's Den. Yeah, remember that down by Carbondale?
Sure.
Outside of Carbondale, the Lion's Den. And then always right next to it was Jesus Loves
Jesus
You.
Saves.
Or whatever.
You're
always
going to hell.
There's always like all those billboards right
there. Should have been a billboard with like Jesus' eyes, like Animal in the Muppet movie where he gets real huge and he's just looking at the Lion's Den.
If you guys have never been to Houston, Texas, you just described Houston, Texas. There is no zoning. There's no zoning laws in Houston.
Okay.
And so you pull up to a strip center and there's a strip club and a child care and a church.
Are you kidding?
And an adult bookstore and a Mexican restaurant.
That's going to the wrong parts of Houston.
They go to work, they drop their kid off. Then when they're done, they atone for their sins. They pick up their kid.
This is actually the plan
and take them home.
Yeah. You know, Adam Newman, the guy from WeWork, he just got $1 billion or something from A16 Ventures to start a new real estate company.
You mean the one who like ran them into
him?
Okay,
and it's called Flow. And this is actually the business model for Flow,
which
Houston,
is in
Texas.
If you watch that TV show, I think they were talking about that documentary about him.
Yeah,
where they were already talking about it. It's like it's really cheap. You can send like your kids to these things for like $1 million a month and shit. Like
that's pretty cheap.
He was
John. You should look into
that's definitely a documentary worth watching if you haven't seen the
WeWork documentary.
Yeah. Oh well, there's a
show on
show
Apple, right?
Where Jared Leto plays the guy. And holy shit! If you wondered if Jared Leto had acting chops, go watch that. Go watch.
Well, have you seen Dallas Buyers Club?
I mean, of course.
I'll tell you what he does.
If you guys haven't seen this, it's called Morbius, and follows.
It's morbid time.
David, we're looking.
It's morbid time.
Real fast, David, I need you to make the 30 seconds to Mars joke, please.
The 30 seconds to morbid time?
No, 30 seconds to Mars is Jared Leto's horrible rock and roll band.
Which you're not allowed to talk about his acting if he's ever around like doing the music thing. And
oh, is that,
like,
is that in his writer?
Yeah, they're like, I loved you and, you know,
Dallas Buyers Club.
Whatever, you know, and he's like, go to hell, I'm a musician. And then they're like, oh, well, I really liked you. And what was that show he was in with Claire Danes?
My So-Called Life.
And he's like, oh, that one's okay. Thanks. I'm proud of
that.
Thanks. And I'm also the Joker. I'm just going to hurt you bad.
Kevin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay on this side of the table.
Yeah.
I kind of liked 30 Seconds to Mars for a minute.
Okay, until you realize he's running like a cult now.
What if I wanted to break?
David?
James.
I'm so happy.
What would you do?
Sorry. Can't name a single song.
There's the promo for this.
That was good.
And scene. All right, we're going to get out of here, kids. Like I said, Kevin, thank you so much. John, thanks for coming back on.
It's
and
been,
don't be a stranger.
So wait, I got to do it like the first episode. I was so excited.
Yeah. And I'm John. Go for it. I actually didn't trim it enough. I trimmed it up some when we did that. It was my first time ever editing anything. You know, that's not exactly true. That wasn't our first time ever.
But you didn't edit the 3-hour monstrosity.
Oh, no, no.
Nobody did.
No,
it was just posted.
It's just.
Mm. Yeah, this has been fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it really has. And honestly, thank you so much for having me. I had a good time.
And David, thanks for putting up with them.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You don't know this, but I get off on this shit.
It's called schmeckling himself. I was just back on Quiz Quiz Bang Bang for the first time since we were on there.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember, Kevin, we lost in spectacular form. Maybe I did better. Maybe I didn't. You're going to have to tune in and see.
When can I hear that?
October sometime.
Did I win?
Release it in October.
Yeah, you did. Who was it? It was you and...
Ray.
Ray.
Was it Ray or was Ray it that was kid that... that
Ray.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Gang.
Sorry, Ray.
Oh, and number one, vote for us right now. We're up for again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Best Comedy Paranormal Podcast and the Paranormal Podcast Awards. You can go down to the show notes. I have a link for that. And then David's show, Blurry Photos, is available for Best Cryptid Show.
You can just go ahead and lock in that win. It's called the Go Forth Bump.
And there it is.
You're about to receive it.
The Go Forth Bump is what killed a lot of those mummies. So.
Yeah, and also now you're going to see 30 Seconds to Mars at like number one on Spotify.
You are going to, you listen to this, you are going to start getting 30 Seconds to Mars ads and shit in your Facebook feeds when you're like cursing at your aunt and uncle on there. And so guys, check us out. Facebook, look up Hysteria Nation. You can tweet to us at Hysteria51Pod. Send us your weird news stories. We'll do them for our blurry photos every week. I'm sorry, blurry photos. Blurry hysteria.
God
damn
it.
And weird at hysteria51.com. So just shoot us your emails there and we'll get to them. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been Kevin.
I've been John.
I've been David.
You can all go screw yourselves.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth hand joint.